Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Robert L. Dillenschneider back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 12 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dillenschneider Group. He's the author of so many books, I had to get a wheelbarrow to bring them to the studio, including his newest one, the AME Handbook of Public Relations. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillenschneider. Welcome back.
Jim, it's just a thrill to be on the show and a great privilege. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always, Bob. And I'm thinking about all these. I'm looking at the different books that you've written on leadership. And folks, I encourage you to find out, to take a look at all the different books. I know you can find the list of all those on Amazon. Bob, you're a PR expert, and you advise heads of state and corporations all over the world. You got a global reach with your message, your principles, your fundamentals on PR. We've had some pretty significant examples of how to not handle PR, haven't we, recently, with Jamie Dimon, Eric Holder, other people. Talk to us about some of these. What can we learn from these guys?
Well, one thing we should learn is if we don't handle it correctly, we're going to be doomed to the results. So it's got to be handled correctly at the outset. Jamie Dimon is a very good example. Jim, he was the number one banker in the world, and he's pretty much been brought down to his knees right now in terms of the way he handled this. Jack Welch, who used to run General Electric, has a great reputation. Jack Welch, like all of us, made mistakes, but he handled it in a way that he overcame his mistakes and walked out the other side with his reputation. Dimon has not done that, and it's a serious problem.
Really?
He could have overcome it very, very easily, but he chose not to. That's, of course.
What did he do wrong? The reason I say that is I thought he said, hey, wait a minute, it was a stupid thing we did this, we shouldn't have done it. I thought he was doing some of the right things.
Well, he did do some of the right things, but the one thing he didn't do correctly, in my opinion, is he didn't say, we've looked inside the bank, we're tightening our procedures, this is never going to happen again. We know that the consumer, he should have put emphasis on the consumer, not Jamie Dimon's money. It's the consumer's money.
Mm-hmm.
We know people have suffered by this. We know people are out there and they've got problems with their mortgages. They have problems with their credit card bills.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand this. He should have put it in those terms.
He didn't connect with the audience in any way, did he?
He forgot the audience.
But he did own up, though. That's important, isn't it? Would you have advised him to own up like he did?
Oh, I think owning up is very important. I think that if you did something wrong, you should take the heat for it. I mean, Sandusky should take the heat for it.
Right.
Edwards should take the heat for it.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods should take the heat for it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, the New York Post published a list of the 10 most hated Americans about a week ago. Tiger Woods was number 9 on the list. As I was looking at the list, I was sitting in a restaurant, and I saw Tiger Woods on television.
Huh.
He was being celebrated for his success in golfing.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, America has interesting ways of identifying our heroes. I think we've gotten a little off track on that.
John Edwards to laugh after the decision is awful.
Yeah, I agree. So what can small business owners learn from the Jamie Dimon thing, for example?
Well,
if something happens to their business, if there's a problem with their company that they need to deal with, what should they do?
Most small business owners I know, because you've given them this advice over the years, have a layback of several months of compensation for their employees. That's really important. Most small business owners have proper insurance. Most small business owners have figured out, if we have a downside, here's our crisis plan. Here's what we're going to do. Because small business owners only have one chance.
That's right.
They've got a small business. They've got to make it happen every single time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it is interesting how the mighty fall, isn't it? I mean, you look at Jamie Dimon, as you say. I look at Ken Lewis, who was with Bank of America. You know, he was a great banker in the September of 08. Within 6 months, he was kicked out. Now there may be some other issues there. Jamie Dimon, as you say, was the number one banker. Now he's been brought low. It almost makes you be afraid to try to get on top, Bob, it seems like these days. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. I want to get Bob to talk to us some more about leadership. He's that's one of his fortes. We're going to talk about where's the leadership in all this. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Bob Dillerschneider is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.